Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Okay, did you hear that go-go piano? Okay, so, do you want me to just go ahead and intro the show, and I'll explain what's happening from there?
I've just started recording my microphone.
Okay, cool. I'm recording on my end. Hello!
Wait. Let's do it. Three. To get all together.
Yeah. Good. Three, two, one. Okay, let's start over one more time. Okay. Ready?
Three.
Three.
Yep. Three, two,
two, one.
Zero.
I didn't know we were doing zero. I think that's close enough.
I like Moose.
I will destroy them all.
Hello and welcome to the coordinate. Japan's number one.
We've changed our name. Well, this is now the Powie podcast.
The Powie? The Powie Wow. That's like a powwow.
The Powie Wow.
Which may be racist.
Oh, that's a great name for the podcast.
It might be racist. It could be Native American racist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not too familiar with those types of terms.
I don't know.
Because powwow in the UK just means like having a chat with someone.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know. We'll look into it. Anyways.
Welcome to the coordinate, people.
Yep. I'm recording from a ditch outside of the strip club, just like Bill said.
How was your steak dinner?
Well, I don't eat meat. Surprisingly, it wasn't cheap.
So, how was the vegetables?
It was a little disappointing, not going to lie.
It did say it came with dolphin wild potatoes. So I assumed it would be nice.
So, it's kind of surprising how accurate your prediction of how I would be recording is, because I am. I spent the entire day doing some drywall work. All of my recording stuff has drywall dust on it. When I set it down, it just like a cloud formed. But yeah, I'm recording from the backseat of my car in a Lowe's parking lot. Yeah, if you don't know, Bill, Lowe's is like a home improvement store here.
Okay. So for people in the UK, that would be a B&Q. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, I parked in the very back next to like the sheds they have on display. So like hopefully nobody comes back here and messes with me. But yeah, if my laptop starts to die, I have to start the car to charge it. But I think we're good.
Are you nice and warm in your car, Tyler? I'm worried because I've heard about the whole of America apparently froze over as part of the apocalypse. So.
Yeah, today is like our first non-freezing day here.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, it works out perfectly. But yeah, if you hear like random sounds, it's because I moved too much and bumped one of my kids' toys in the back. And it's just like, yeah. you'll know it when you hear it. So, yeah, it's
what kids' toys have we got on offer today?
He doesn't get like talking toys in the house, but like we let him have them in the car to entertain him. So there's a piano next to me that like when we first started setting up, it went go piano.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm actually not at home. Funnily enough. No, I'm at my in-laws' house.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been staying here for the Christmas period, which is kind of like a yearly tradition for me and my family. We come and annoy the grandparents for as long as we possibly can.
Nice.
And then and then we just go from there. But yeah, so I'm actually sitting in their dining room with my children asleep in the room above me. So I'm kind of hoping that I'm not going to wake them up. Because otherwise I may have to run upstairs and then just leave Tyler in a ditch in his car, possibly freezing himself to things. But at least if that happens, you can charge your laptop for a little bit to get the heating on.
Yeah. I made my kid cry by leaving the house.
Oh, now I feel really bad for Chappie. Poor little boy.
Yeah, he got over it. He's okay.
It's like, are you going to bed? Bill's making me eat dinner in a ditch by a strip club. I've got to go,
so. I think Felicia would be honestly more mad that I ate meat than that I went to a strip club, probably.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, so today we're talking about the season finale of the first season of Chainsaw Man.
Oh, we are.
It's Chainsaw versus Sword? Or is it Katana? Chainsaw.
I thought we were talking about Disney on Ice. I went to go see that yesterday.
Oh, how was that?
Magical. No. The kids hated it, but I loved it. No.
Oh, really?
No. They really enjoyed it. It was mildly impressive. But we are here to talk about Chainsaw Man. But also, did you see the new poster for the new Attack on Titan season?
No, you said there was a trailer, and
yeah, I could not
find it. So yeah, no, I didn't see the poster.
Yeah, no, we still got the same sort of like 10-second trailer from 6 months ago, where it's just like there's a bunch of people standing in a giant foot.
Yeah.
It looks more like a Jurassic Park poster. they've released a new poster that looks very, cinematic.
Ooh.
You've kind of got Eren's head in the background. There's loads of flames, and it's got all the other main characters sort of almost look like they've been in like some sort of swirling storm swishing in towards Eren. So it looks very cinematic. So I'm kind of leaning towards the idea that they're going to be doing like a big film to finish the season rather than doing like a full-blown season.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. Because, there's only enough material for like, I don't know, 5 episodes? 6 episodes? Mm.
So. Well, that's it. So that's why I think they're going to do some sort of mammoth film to finish it off. And also, like, the last two seasons were, they said winter, didn't they? And they came out in like December and January. But we're now in December and we've still not even had a trailer. So I'm kind of thinking, yeah, we're going to get like a movie like around March, April time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know.
Who knows?
See, I'm trying to be a good Attack on Titan host here, Tyler. Toast.
You're an excellent toast, Bill. I just want to talk about Chainsaw Man because
yes,
we just watched a whole season of it. And before talking about this, like, how have you felt about the season so far?
I've loved it. Like, when you consider like all the random bits of anime that we've watched over like the past sort of 6, 7, 8 months, whatever we've been doing this for, nothing really sort of captured me enough to keep me going with it. I mean, you watched that program about the kids who were being eaten, didn't you?
Yeah, it was quite good until it wasn't. The first season was great, and then the second one was not so great. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. You watched a couple of episodes and it got its teeth into you, then, mm-hmm. so you watched it. Whereas nothing else I've watched so far has until we watched Chainsaw Man. And it was just like, oh, I just absolutely love every minute of this. It just like, they're so like, it's got enough kind of sadisticness in it to please me, because I'm a sadistic bastard being British. and enough sort of just like crazy Japanese culture references in there that I just love it as an anime. And then also, like, Denji just reminds me of being a 14-year-old boy.
He's so like, horny much, that, like, you can relate.
I can. Like, I never used to act on my horniness because I was also a shy, inverted boy back then. But, you know, yeah, it's just like, he's just absolutely ridiculous and I love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this show just really got its teeth into me. And I literally, every episode, I just loved diving into it. And then also, when it was your turn to record, Tyler, I would not watch the episode and then save it, so then I'd have a double header the next week.
One thing that I liked best about it, compared to like other shows that, you know, like Jujutsu Kaisen, that, you know, they're also fighting devils in that, is I liked the like government organization focus, you know, like them being part of like a branch of the government that fights devils. I think that's more interesting than just being like there's like a secret society or something in Jujutsu Kaisen, and like not everyone can see the devils, you know.
Yeah, it feels like it's all happening in the background where like it could be happening, you'd never know about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas this is just like, no, this is part of everyday life. all over the world. There are these horrible devils, and there are some people who stand up and fight against them.
Exactly. Yeah, I like that a lot more. I thought that was a lot more entertaining. And then also, I love Denji. He's not like the typical anime protagonist. He doesn't want to. He doesn't necessarily care about saving people. You know, he's very like self-centered. He's
well, unless they've got boobs.
Yeah,
like he'll save them if they've got boobs.
He does it all for the nookie.
Yeah. To do it all for the nookie. The nookie. And you could take that nookie. Stick it up your... Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's 14-year-old Bill coming back.
But you know how, like normally anime, like, protagonists, they're just, like... Like, they're just, like, happy-go-lucky. Like, they're pretty much always dumb, which... Hey, Denji's dumb. He's got that going for him. But he's just not, like... There's more
he's
depth
next level
to it.
Dumb as well.
Well, like, he's dumb for a reason. He's just not, he's not like randomly dumb. He's like, he had like a horrible abused childhood, probably never went to school or anything because he had to like fend for himself from the mob. And like, I think that's way more interesting than just, you know, typical high school student gets some powers, fights a demon.
And I kind of like how with the final episode, that's come full circle as well. So, yeah, so talking today about, you know, season 1, episode 12, Katana versus Chainsaw, the Katana Man is the grandson of the gangster, is that right?
Yeah, he's the grandson of the mob leader. Yeah, we'll just call him the mob. Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, he always calls him granddad, but, and it's just like, so that is the guy who sort of made Denji into this kind of childhood devil hunter with his Poochie.
Yeah.
Again, one thing, I'm very disappointed that we haven't had much of Poochie since the very first season.
I know. We only got like a little hint of him at the end of this episode. We didn't get to see him, which is, you know, super. I feel like that's, I don't need to hear his voice. I just need to see him. He's adorable.
Exactly.
But like, yeah.
He's like the mascot of the show, and they're keeping him behind closed doors.
He's literally behind closed doors. He's in like a closet. And he's like, Denji, don't come in here. And then
just having
like,
a wank.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yep. You don't want to see me like this. It'll change our relationship a lot.
This is stroking his chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, and I like the fact that they've kind of brought it back round to that.
Yeah.
But again, still very little context on how this guy got the katana devil stuck inside him.
Yeah, I also think it would have been more interesting if, like, I don't know, we saw this guy beforehand, like if Denji had any direct relationship to him. But
yeah, like if he'd been the driver in the very first episode who like pays Denji 20 he pays Denji like 20 bucks or whatever it was, wasn't it, to eat the cigarette.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah,
if it had been him, that would have been like, oh, that's cool, we've come back around to this guy.
Well, I was gonna say, if like, what if the mob boss, like, he didn't have himself become a zombie, he offered up like all of the people that worked for him to be a zombie, and then he ended up becoming Katana Man. Like, maybe that would be more exciting.
But I love this episode.
Yeah. How do you feel about the design of Katana Man?
Kind of cool. I think in the back of my head, I thought he first of all just looked like some sort of like big samurai sword rather than a katana.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm not great with Japanese swords. It's not really my forte. But he was, I don't know, I actually thought, and this is going to sound a bit crazy, I thought it was a bit lazy that he had kind of the same symmetrical design as Denji when he's Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, it's cool having the thing coming out of his face, but then does he have to have both arms the same as Denji?
Yeah, it makes me a little concerned that this anime is going to go the way of Denji just fighting people exactly like him. Like, they're going to fight, like, yes. Nutcracker Man. Lobster Claw Breaker Man. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other vaguely...
Wine Open Man.
Yeah, Corkscrew Man.
Yeah, well, again, it's supposed to be the more terrifying the object, the stronger the demon, isn't it? That's what they've hinted at early on.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be the corkscrew you're worried about. It would be the champagne cork man.
Oh, yes. Or no, or the people who... there's those special knives that they use in France where they slice the top of the champagne bottle open, mm-hmm, with a knife, and it just, like, flies off. So they don't even get the cork out. They just literally chop the top of the bottle off.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I've seen loads of videos online where people get it wrong and chop their fingers off. It's hilarious.
Nope. I thought someone was parking near me for a second, but then they just drove on.
Hey, I'm recording a very successful podcast here. Move away. At the back of the DIY store.
So yeah, the thing I thought was interesting about Katana Man's design is he looks, his costume looks so much like, you haven't seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but the main character from the third season, Jotaro, he looks like him. He has like the same hat. The only thing he's missing is the giant weird chain that goes across his jacket. Yeah, it's I like that. I don't know if that was on purpose or maybe like Jotaro's was supposed to be like a school uniform with like a little bit of flair, so maybe that's what his is too.
Well, he kind of reminded me of General Bison for some reason. in the clothes department. But then it was weird how his face was kind of all sort of black and distorted.
Yeah. Well, like, Denji's head becomes like, I don't know, not really chainsaw looking necessarily, but I mean, he does have a handle on his head.
I don't know. It kind of looks like the chassis of a chainsaw, doesn't it?
Like a really fancy one. Like it looks nothing like a chainsaw I've ever seen. It's it's like someone,
to be honest with you, I've never used a chainsaw. So.
Well, like it's like the chainsaw was like designed by like, I don't know, like a high class chainsaw. I don't really know how to describe what I'm thinking, but it's like, it's not just meant to be functional. It's to look good too. You know how you want your chainsaw to look pretty. I saw a picture of a chainsaw attached to a Roomba, and I've been thinking about that since watching this.
What's a Roomba?
The like robot vacuum cleaner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I didn't know they had a funny name.
That's like the main brand name.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. No, I've still got a corded vacuum cleaner.
Oh yeah, we had one of those and it sucked. And by sucked, I mean it didn't suck, I guess, because it didn't work very well.
Because it's a vacuum cleaner, yep. So it definitely sucked. It's doing its job correctly.
Uh-huh. Dad jokes. So yeah, I guess let's talk about the actual events of this episode. So it starts out where we left off with the previous episode, which is with Aki being strangled by the ghost devil.
I love the ghost devil design, by the way.
It's pretty freaky.
It's so cool. It reminds me of like a Slipknot character.
I get that.
And I was, with the face, I was convinced as well. Yeah, with the face, with the mask, all the eyes and mouth sewn together. And I was convinced as well that the few sort of quick scenes we'd seen of it in the previous episodes, that its neck was like made up of eyes. Mm-hmm. But then in this scene here, when Aki walks up its neck, it's flowers.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, that's a strange choice for a ghost demon.
Yeah, I don't necessarily get the design for the ghost devil. Like, I don't know how that's... maybe ghost in Japan have like a different image, because like ghost, I'm just thinking like, you know, translucent person, no legs.
Yeah, it definitely has a different connotations in Japan.
Yeah,
when they talk about
apparently
ghosts.
In Japan it's like all hands.
Yep, all hands. All veiny hands. I couldn't help but notice how veiny the hands were.
Yeah,
but yeah, it kind of is choking. It's choking AJ or Aki to death.
And I think we both thought it was going to be resolved the same way, because at the end of the last episode, I was expecting to hear Denji's chainsaw fire up, just hear like,
yeah, and him turn up in the background.
Yeah, and just like cut everything down to help him out.
But no, the ghost demon just puts him down.
Yep,
he kind of has a weird flashback to that time when
Himeno
was trying to give him a cigarette as an underage person.
Yeah, Himeno has a bad track record with underage guys.
So he has this flashback to her giving him a cigarette, taking it back from him and saying, I'll give this back to you one day when you're ready to have an addiction. And the ghost demon's just sitting there with its hand in a fist out to him, opens it up and there's a cigarette in his hand. And it's just like, oh, this is great. This is I just loved it. I just thought, oh, I got really sucked in at this moment. It's just like, oh, it's still following Himeno for a little bit.
Yep. And it makes sense because we saw the ghost hand is what started Denji's chainsaw the first time he fought Katana Man.
Mm. So yeah, so for some reason, it is still kind of connected to Himeno, which is just really, really cool. And on the cigarette as well is written the words, easy revenge. And again, it's just so cool because then Aki just gets up and it's just like, ah, I remember her saying that it can't see and it can't like taste or anything. So it can taste like fear in the air and that's how it attacks.
Yeah.
It's just like, that is so cool. So he just like calmly just walks up to it, walks up its arms, walks up its flowery neck and then chops its head off.
Yep. So Aki is a man with no fear.
Yeah. Not that, well, he's only got 2 years to live. What else has he got to fear?
Well, and he already knows how he's going to die because the future devil showed him, so.
Yeah. And was it Benjamin on our Discord said in the manga, the future demon actually told him how he was going
to
die.
Yeah, so he did in this too. We just didn't get to see it.
So we've kind of missed out on that.
Which I wish they would have, because I did read Benjamin's spoiler. He had it blacked out for us in the Discord, so it was our option. And I did read it, and it has me more excited to keep watching the show than anything that was actually in the last episode. Like, they really should have included it, because it's, yeah, it makes you want to keep going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I didn't unblock that spoiler.
I like spoilers.
So I still don't know what it is. But yeah, it's just really cool. Chops its head off, and then the... who's the girl with the red jumper? Doesn't really matter at this point, does it? But
she did. But she tried... I think her name was like Sawatari or something. I don't know. Snake Girl.
Let's Mikasa... Yeah, Mikasa keeps mentioning her name at the end, doesn't she? Mikasa? Yeah, she's in this, isn't she?
You're talking about... Makima?
Makima, that's it. Yeah, Makima says it a lot at the end when she's kind of summarizing a few things. But yeah, she tries to summon the snake demon on Denji. On Denji? I'm getting my names all mixed up. On AJ. and then Kenobi just suddenly shows up behind her with a knife. He's like, don't kill
her.
Her name's
Kobini.
Kobini? No, it's Kenobi. She's the daughter of Obi-Wan. We had way too much fun on Tatooine before Luke showed up.
What are you still doing here? Why did you just decide to stay with public service? And she's like, well, bonuses are coming up. So, like, I don't know what this chick's deal is. Like, we still haven't seen what devil she's contracted with. So I'm curious to see what's happening there. Because, like, she is apparently really skilled, but...
Yeah, but she's just terrified of everything. Uh-huh. But, yeah, this is what I mean. Like, what do you think of her? Is she, like... I can't get my head around her at all. She's like, is she a demon? Is she a devil? Is she a fiend? Or is it just Kobini? She's got a contract with like Sonic the Hedgehog or something? Yeah, Kobini.
Oh, no, I think she's just a person with a contract with a devil. I think she's just crazy. No. She's like legit.
Well,
like,
they keep saying all the good devil hunters are the crazy ones. That makes sense.
I can't believe out of all the characters that lived, she is one of them, you know, thinking back to the episodes when they were like trapped inside of that devil.
Oh yeah, yeah. I assume she was cannon fodder for the future, but no, she's like becoming a main character. And actually, again, I joked about it last week, like she's becoming one of my favorites because she's one of the few that's left like by survival. Yeah. I genuinely am quite getting invested in Kenobi. It's just like the fact that she's so shy and whimpering, yet also so terrifyingly good. Like, the way she just sneaked up on Snake Girl and just had the knife to her neck. And she's like, I don't know, bonus season's coming up? It's just like cool, calm and collected. It was great. But yeah.
She's just like, she can't stop killing. Yeah. That's how I feel about her.
And then we switch over to everyone else's favourite character, Powie. eating an arm in the lift.
Yeah, and she's like, meat.
He's like, that's so disgusting. I'm just here to catch the samurai sword, dude.
Yeah. Her part in this episode was funny, but also kind of disappointing to me, because, like, her introduction, she was, like, impressive. Mm. You know, she, like, made a hammer come out of her wrist, made out of blood, and exploded. I think it was the sea cucumber devil.
Oh, that was
and,
so
like,
good.
It was like, oh, wow, she's very strong. And then ever since then, she hasn't really been that impressive. Like, against the teacher, you know, she had a couple of moves with, like, using the blood in the bottle and making spears. Mm. But, yeah. So she just, like, they get off on the floor and they're zombies and they have no interest in them. And I guess it's not the floor they're getting off on anyways.
No, it's just like the seventh floor, isn't it? It opens up. There's a bunch of zombies. Like, they haven't noticed us. Let's be quiet. She's like, I'm Power, the greatest of all time.
She's like, back me up, Denji.
Yeah.
And Denji just keeps going.
Yeah, just stays in the lift, doors closed, and up he goes. But it's so funny.
But I just don't understand. Like, they did all that, like, training, and, like, she didn't, like, learn anything. I mean, I guess she killed all of them, but...
Well, they're just better at killing things. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And especially when she attacks the big one. She's like, formidable foe. She's like, you're attacking the giant slow thing. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's saving her for like later on down in like down in the arcs and just kind of building up Denji's power and character at the moment.
We don't really know what they learned from their training, really. I'm surprised there wasn't like a training montage or like some kind of like training summary where they're like tease like learning some special thing. But I mean, I guess that's not a bad thing, because like that's like a trope I would expect from an anime, and they didn't do it, so they like subverted the trope. So good on them.
But yeah, hopefully we'll get to see more of Powie's
Hammer Time,
yeah, because that was great on the sea cucumber. Again, sea cucumber is supposed to be a fairly weak demon anyway, because who's scared of a fucking sea cucumber?
True. I don't know, someone has to be or it wouldn't exist, right?
Yeah, exactly. I like that idea. I'm terrified of sea cucumbers. Oh my god, there's a giant sea cucumber.
I would be terrified of a giant sea cucumber. I mean,
no, I'll just get a giant hammer and jump off a building it. I learned everything from TV.
Then Denji just goes up the elevator and Katana Man's there, and they talk for a bit, and he's got some people with some guns pointed at Denji, and he's like, hey, you know what, just like apologize for killing my granddad and let us kill you and everything's fine, like we'll just let it go. And Denji's like, what?
Yeah, she's like, huh? Nah, I'm all right.
Yeah, it's a bad offer, especially considering the Katana Man guy. I don't think we have a name for him. So
no, just grandson of evil granddad, mafia boss.
Yep. So like he seems to think that Denji is responsible for them becoming zombies, and then Denji's like, no, that's not what happened. And then he's like, well, just because they were zombies doesn't mean they're not people. Like even I feel a little bit bad when I kill a zombie. Like I can't sleep at night. But then he like kills some people this episode and presumably doesn't feel bad about it.
No,
like normal non-zombie people.
So he feels bad about killing zombies, but not just your typical gangster. But if it's a gangster that's become a zombie, then he feels upset about it. It's just like, come on, man, you're very inconsistent. And then when Denji just basically refuses, he attacks him. Did you notice? Because I had to watch this over twice and then pause it. Did you notice how the Katana Man changed himself into the Katana Man?
No.
He pulled his hand off.
Well, I mean, I know he had a blade under his hand, but I didn't know that was what triggered it. Because, like, he had his hand off, and there was just, like, essentially, like, a knife behind his hand.
Yeah, but it's, like, the knife, but it's, like, built into his skin.
Yeah, so he wasn't, like, I don't know that he has, like, a trigger, like, how Denji has to pull the cord.
Oh, yeah, possibly. So, yeah, I think, yeah, Denji pulls the cords in his chest, and Katana Man pulls his hand off. But I'm sending you a picture of it now, because just to show you what I'm looking at. But it's just like, it's so weird. It's just like, yeah, he literally pulls his hand off like a glove, and it's almost like a sheath for the katana coming out of his hand.
Mm-hmm. Which I remember that part.
Which comes into play later on when Denji says to him, "Oh, I pulled that katana out of your hand." But yeah, we'll loop back round to that little fact.
So then they do a train fight.
Well, they go Matrix style out of the building, don't they? Which I absolutely love. Like, they go flying out the building, swords and chainsaws, sparks flying everywhere, and he's just like, die. It's like going to cut you up. Then they sort of bounce off of buildings. It's like, how high up are they? Like, Denji got off on like the 12th or 11th floor, I think it was. And it's just like, but they look like they're falling from like the 80th floor of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was so strange. But yeah, I just absolutely love the fight scene as well in this. The animation, the style really seems to change and become so much more fluid when they're fighting. And I really like it. It's kind of, I don't know, I just really like it. It gives me Dragon Ball feels. Oh, by the way, I've watched from the beginning of Dragon Ball Z up to almost up to the Freezer fight now. I went on an absolute binge of watching the 4-star on YouTube, the abridged version, which is just absolutely fantastic. It's so funny.
Sorry, I was distracted that whole time because it was like, I guess Lowe's has like security people. There was like a security woman like running, and I was like, what's happening? What am I missing? Am I about to get attacked?
You're not going to get attacked, are you?
Am I what they're coming after?
Someone's recording a podcast in our parking lot. Get them.
Why is he talking into that box?
Yeah, admittedly, your microphone box would scare the crap out of me if I saw you in a car with that. I'd be like,
yeah, I probably look like I'm some kind of like weird spy.
But it reminds me of like a bomb from like a 90s movie, like maybe Speed 2 or something, the one on the boat.
Yeah, my other option was recording in front of a park, and I thought that would be weirder.
Well, what time is it for you? It's like mid-afternoon, isn't it? So yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, it's like 5:30.
Oh yeah, that would be really weird. DIY car park's much more sane place to record.
But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry. I was just saying I got really into Dragon Ball Z again recently because I've been watching the Team Four Star abridged version on YouTube, which is like a comedy parody of it, but it's just so spot on.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely great.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of anime. I watched all of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and God, it's so good. And I actually watched all of, I decided we're not going to do it as a podcast, so I just went ahead and watched all of Jujutsu Kaisen. I just finished the movie last night, the movie prequel.
Yeah, I have noticed on our Crunchyroll account that it's like suddenly up to season 6, and I was just like, what?
For some reason the movie is listed as like season 32, and there's only one season of the show, but it's because they have like a million dubs and like Crunchyroll like puts them in there in a weird order. But anyway, so Jujutsu Kaisen, I enjoyed it, but I don't want to talk about it like as like a week to week podcast. I don't think it'd be fun.
Oh, okay.
It's very tropey, and it's exactly like what we thought, where it's like the most anime. It's like Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, Bleach, like evolved. It's good though. I recommend watching it. Just it's not interesting enough to talk about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll feel your recommendation on that then.
Especially the movie, like you have to watch the movie after you watch everything else, even though it's a prequel, but the movie made me really like it and kind of excited for season 2, which comes out next year.
Because did I see that there's a live action version of Naruto?
I don't know.
Coming next year?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sure when I was looking for Attack on Titan trailers, I saw that. I was just like, is this a spoof? It looks real. It looks on the level of the Attack on Titan live movie, so I wouldn't get your hopes up about it.
Yeah. So Train Fight.
That was great. They sort of have a little battle on the roof. He again says to him about, you know, just apologise for killing my granddad. And then they have a bit more of a fight, and then they smash through into the car. And I really like the touch here where you could hear the train driver announcing, there's been an incident in one of the cars. We're going to pull the emergency brake now. That just really made me laugh for some reason. And then, so they pull the emergency brake. The train car screeches to a halt. And then Denji goes flying. He falls next to this woman on the floor. And then Katana guy does his special move where he goes like blink of an eye fast and chops Denji's arm off. And then again, one of my favourite bits is I just love the humour in this show where the woman's obviously petrified and runs out of the car. And Denji turns round, and the Katana guy's lining up again to do the same move for the second time. And Denji's just like, you know, it's like you're playing Smash Brothers or something. He's like, oh, can we please just ban that move?
Yeah.
Seriously? You know, it's like doing the leg sweep on Mortal Kombat 2. It's just like getting yourself into the corner and just leg sweeping over and over again. It's like, no, let's ban that move. So, yeah, I just love it. I just love this show. I love it, Ty.
What I think is interesting about this show is, like, in most animes, like, the main character would be, like, really concerned about saving that woman. But, like, Denji, you know, I think he does kind of protect her, but I think it's inadvertent, maybe. Like, his chainsaw's over that way and catches. That's how he loses his arm because that's how she dies or doesn't die because his arm catches the katana man. It's a blade, but yeah.
But yeah.
In most animes, it'd be like, no, you can't kill the innocent.
Yeah.
I will save them all.
No, I will protect you. And he's just like, oh, my arm.
Yeah. And Denji's just like, I must touch a boob.
Well, then, again, Denji now goes even further and he goes full Monty Python. Because, like, the Katana man's chopped both his arms off. He's like, ah, now you're defeated. And Denji's like, no, 'tis but a scratch. Nah, Denji's a lot more dramatic. He starts shouting, I've still got a chainsaw on my bloody head.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but...
And then...
Yeah, it's just so out. Clever of Denji, like unexpectedly clever.
To have a chainsaw on his leg?
Yeah. Also. Yeah, I know. I've had to watch it like 3 or 4 times over, and you see him just like in the split second before they collide, he lifts his knee up in front of him. And it's just like...
Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. He's told him, I've still got a chainsaw on my head. So the guy, the samurai guy or katana guy, literally just smashes the chainsaw on his face. And then Denji then starts going, haha, I guess my granddad didn't teach you to know when he was beat. And then Denji's like, yeah.
He says something about like not to listen to, for the beast not to listen to what like
the hunter says. Yeah.
Hunter says, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, you shouldn't listen to a hunter because you went for my head. Dipshit. This is like, yeah. Yes. And then he just...
Denji did a smart thing.
He did a smart thing. It's so good, though, when you see him like start to split in half. It's just like, mm-hmm. His blood's just going everywhere, going over the wall. And then, yeah, you just see Denji's lower leg just like with a chainsaw in it coming out of his knee. Yes, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here's the line. He said, didn't the old geezer teach you that beasts shouldn't trust anything a hunter says? Because it's all misdirection. And yeah, it's just brilliant. He just like just falls in half on the train. Yeah, absolutely great. I loved it. I just loved this whole fight sequence. It was so well animated and it was so fun to watch. And yeah, despite the fact the Katana Man had him beat and Denji is the massive dumbass that he is, he still outfought him using his brain,
mm-hmm.
Which is great.
Yeah, because Denji's dumb. So yeah. It's, yeah.
And then
that would really hurt.
Yeah. So anyway, he's got the chainsaw man, Denji, has got the katana guy all chained up. His hands are linked together so he can't do what he needs to do to change into Katana Man. And this is where Denji says, yeah, after I removed the katana from your hand, I pulled that katana out of your arm and the halves of your body stuck back together. And it's just like, this lore is really weird, but I'm here for it. I'm really here for it. So yeah, for some reason, pulling the katana out of his arm just meant his body stuck back together.
Yeah, so Denji's like, you really are just like me. And I just remembered something from earlier in the episode when they're talking about Denji's okay with killing the zombies or whatever. Mm. He's like, I may have, they've told me that they put the katana devil's heart and replacement for my heart, but I think you are you're the only one who's actually lost their heart.
Yes,
because you know, like Denji's all concerned about. He's not that concerned. he's a little questioning of if he's like still human or you know, has he lost his humanity?
But then considering how he was living before, where like he'd never even had like jam on his toast, it's just like he has basically won the lottery.
Sad when Puchita died, so
yeah. But now his life's come together and his life's a lot better. Like this katana guy is looking at him, he's like, your life is shit. And he's just like, nah, mate, this is my best life.
Yeah, he's like, I get 3 meals a day.
Sometimes more. I get water, I get drink, I get fed. Yep. I've got a house above my head. It's just, yeah, so good old Denji, he's living his good life and he's loving it. And then Aki comes over. Because Denji says, I'm not really satisfied with the fact that, you know, you killed Himeno. And I still need some more satisfaction. He's like, why don't we have a contest? This is just absolutely amazing. This is what I said earlier at the beginning of the episode, where I said, I love the fact there's a little bit of sadisticness in this show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it begins, where it's just like, we've got a little while till the cops show up, so why don't we both kick him in the nuts, and whoever makes him scream the loudest wins.
And, like, Aki, like, lets loose a little bit, because he's like, you know, it's not our jobs to torture this guy, like, we're just supposed to catch him.
Yeah, well, he specifically says, it's not our job to torture this guy to make ourselves feel better, we're just supposed to catch him.
Yeah.
And he also mentions as well, this isn't what Himeno would have wanted. And then he's like, is it? Like, with a big question mark next to it. And then again,
I don't think Himeno would have cared.
Yeah. And then again, Aki pulls out the cigarette, which says easy revenge on it. And it's just like, then he stands up and goes, okay, what do I get if I win? And then he's like, I like the way Denji does like the okay sign with his fingers and it's like the crown jewels, obviously. So you get to keep his nuts. And they both slowly start walking towards him. He's like, what? No, no, you can't do this. Like, genuinely yeah. scared. They're just going to keep Rochambeauing him over and over again. And the best bit as well is like, they sort of do like a weird little montage thing now where you see Power, who's looking like tired. You see Kenobi. You see the angel devil. They don't show the shark guy for some reason. And then it flicks back to like a slow motion scene with the dinging noise of the guy's nuts getting kicked in by Aki. And Denji's just like dancing in the background. And he's like, Himeno, can you hear this up in heaven? we're playing a requiem for you of this guy's balls cracking. And it's just like, oh, when I first saw that, I was dying with laughter. It was so, so funny. Oh, it destroyed me. What did you think of the Nutcracker being Christmas?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought it was great. I thought that was one of the best parts of the episode because, I don't know, I thought the fight was a little lackluster.
A bit short, wasn't it?
It was short, yeah. And ultimately, they were just clinging things together. But I do appreciate that, you know, it's not the type of anime where they, like, name their moves. Like, Denji's not, like, hidden leg blade, you know?
Yeah.
I really appreciate that because that's part of what I like the realism of the show and how it like seems cinematic and, you know, it's not as like cheesy and cartoony as other things.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I do like a bit of cheesy cartooniness. Like I just said, I've been rewatching Dragon Ball Z for a parody, but at the same time, like, yeah, it has a slightly more realistic adult feel to it despite all the horniness.
Yeah.
Like you'd think with this level of horniness it would be some sort of ridiculous show, like, you know, is it okay to date girls in dungeons or whatever it is. Like I watched the whole first season of that and that was just a very horny anime.
Well, like, yeah. Jujutsu Kaisen, there's this one character that every fight he gets into he has to ask, like, or he asks every person he meets what type of woman they like. And that's how he like makes decisions about their character is on their answer. So, yeah.
Denji, have they got boobs?
Any.
Then this is what I like.
What's the record of vomiting in your mouth? Because no, not so much.
Yeah, I don't like that, but I'll put up with it if it's all that's on offer. Yeah. So then we move on to the bit we spoke about earlier with Makima. Am I saying it right?
Uh-huh. Makima.
Yeah, Makima. She's given a description of the fact that the girl in the red jumper, Sawati, I think her name was.
I think it's like Sawatari or something.
Sawatari. She was... Something. She had a contract with the Gun Devil and was distributing guns to the Yakuza, and in return she was asked to get Chainsaw Devil's heart. So she's trying to get Denji's heart for some reason. But they don't... And then when the guy says to her, do you know exactly why? She's like, no, she died just before we questioned her. And you see her again, poor old Kenobi.
Yep.
She's just walking down the hall with the woman in chain cuffs. And the snake demon just appears out of nowhere and bites her head off. And I sent you a picture on Discord just now. Just because I loved this bit. So, yeah, apologies because I know you have to get your phone in front of you. But can you see the snake devil in that picture?
What's that?
First of all, on the very left-hand side, you can see Sawoski's head.
Okay, I just looked at it. I couldn't hear you and look at it at the same time because I am talking to you on the phone.
Yeah, it's great because first of all, you can see Sawoski's head just like on the left-hand side, like on complete opposite mm-hmm. side of the screen from her body. But the snake devil looks so cool. It's like hundreds of arms wrapped around together.
Oh, I didn't notice it was arms.
Yeah, it's all arms with like little black fingernails.
Okay, yeah, it is. That weird.
And yeah, when I first saw it and it sort of hit and then carried on with this blood splat on Kenobi and then obviously the snake thing's gone. And every time we've seen it so far, it's been like just a split second. So yeah, I paused it to have a look at what it looked like and was just like, oh shit.
Yeah, I thought it was like scales, but yeah, it is arms.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It's all creepy. Arms like wrapped around... Yeah, to make up like the scaly snake skin. Really, really weird, but really cool. And yeah, so we then essentially, Makima finishes it up saying, like, oh, we found 1.4 kilos of the Gun Devil's body. And we've added it to the 5 kilos that we already had, and it's now starting to point to where the Gun Devil is.
And she's got big is this Gun Devil?
Well, it's supposed to be huge. I mean, that huge explosion when they said it first appeared took out most of a city, didn't it? It looked like a Dragon Ball Z movie, where it's sort of like...
The biggest, like, devils we've seen so far are, like, I mean, I guess the Infinity Devil was big because he was, like, a building,
maybe? And Denji jumped into its mouth.
Yeah.
And then chopped it up from the inside for, like, 3 or 4 days. That was great, by the way. Sea Cucumber still gets the best death, but that was pretty good. And then, slightly disappointing that we didn't get, like, a proper end credits like we've had recently. We just sort of get, like, a montage of our successful trio of AJ, Power, and
Denji. Actually, I like that. I thought it was cool how they did, like, it was like a montage.
I like the bit where they're playing on all the children's, like, the playground stuff
and the music.
Yeah. Power looks really excited when she's on the one that goes back and forth, the little horsey on the spring thing.
And then the ending, we see Aki goes out, finally smokes that cigarette that says "Easy Revenge."
As a former smoker. I haven't smoked for probably like 10 years or something now, but watching him smoke that cigarette made me want to have a cigarette so badly for probably like the most in like the last 4 or 5 years. Like, I don't get cravings or anything anymore, and even watching people smoke, I don't really care about it. But watching that, I was just like, oh, I could really smoke that cigarette. It's been a long time, Tyler, but still, it occasionally comes back to you.
They made it look too good.
Oh, I did. He made it look really, really good. Like, and I was even thinking, God, if I actually got a cigarette right now, I would write "Easy Revenge" down the side of it and smoke it. Just like, this is the one.
Yep, they need to put a warning label for it.
Also, like, set my OCD off as well, because it's got a white tip. And the rest of the the rest of the cigarettes in his packet had like orange tips. So it's just like, oh man, I was going to call it Hunji then. Did Himeno smoke menthol cigarettes? Because that's gross. So if it's a menthol cigarette, I'm not down for it. But otherwise, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Enough of my former addictions in life.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So in the background, we just see Digi and Power, like, passed out at the dinner table. Like, I guess they just, like, ate so much they just fell over. And
reminds me of 14-year-old.
I guess Dingy's having a dream.
Yes, he goes into, like, a dream state, doesn't he, where he's, like, walking down some dirty old back alley and comes to a door. Mm-hmm. And then this is where we mentioned, like, he can hear Poochie. And he's like, Poochie, are you in there? And then it's like, don't come
he's
in.
He's like, oh, I have this dream all the time.
Yeah.
But I never remember it.
Yeah, that's really strange as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it's not his dream. Maybe it's Poochie's dream.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's a really, really sort of creepy scene going down to the door. And then, yeah, there's like a little flap in the door. And it's like, don't come in, Denji. Don't come in. And even more cryptic. It gets even more cryptic after that when we see the sky.
And so, like, yeah, that's, like, what's supposed to hook us in to keep watching. But I really think after knowing what Aki saw, I think that would have been a way cooler ending if they just showed us that, because you'd be like, oh shit, like, yeah, like that's gonna happen next season or the next season or the next season. It's gonna happen at some point. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean. Whereas at the moment, we haven't really got much to go on other than it's just like, they're gonna try and get the Gun Devil next.
Yeah, I really wish we would have saw the Gun Devil. I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah, but they're obviously gonna save that.
Yeah,
but yeah, then we get this even another after scene of it looks like a girl walking around, and then it's like, tell me, Denji. Between the country mouse and the city mouse, which would you rather be? And then that's where it ends.
But yeah, I didn't know if that was a character we saw. It kind of sounded like Kobini, but I wasn't.
I thought that was my initial thought. I thought, is that Kobini? I'm really confused. Just like,
yeah.
I think it might be Kobini, but I don't know whether that's there to throw us off. But then, does that mean she said that to him
when he was passed out?
Oh yeah, but I suppose.
I don't remember.
But yeah, but her saying, like, what would you rather be? The country mouse or the other mouse? It's just like, really, really sort of weird, cryptic ending. But again, it was too cryptic that it didn't really hype me for anything.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of tempted to read the manga now anyway.
Yeah, me too.
that's my next thing, because I'm a bit like, I don't want to wait. reading ahead with the chainsaw Attack on Titan manga didn't really spoil the show for me, although I have not read the manga for the last season because I feel like I should keep my opinions pure for the TV show. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I know you've read it. Maybe. And I know you're dying to talk to me about what happens at the end. But I'm also kind of in the think, like, I feel like for the purpose of this show, I should have like an unbiased opinion of what happens with the anime at the end before I go and read the manga.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of you people out there listening.
Yeah, for this, I don't know. Should we read the manga? I'm for reading the manga.
I'm for reading the manga too. I also kind of want to watch that Gundam program that I watched an episode of, because that was really cool.
I was going to say, for I guess I'll do the next episode if you want to. I was going to suggest you want me to watch that Gundam show you've been watching. I could watch like...
Well, I've only really watched... Episodes. I watched the prologue and I've watched like 20 minutes of the second... Of like the first episode.
Oh.
So I haven't watched a lot of...
I've never watched any Gundam thing, so...
But yeah, watch the prologue and then let us know what you think of that.
Okay. How do you feel about Chainsaw Man?
Yeah, I've absolutely
compared
loved...
Compared to like Attack on Titan.
Oh, compare it to Attack on Titan. Oh, there you go. Coming out with some tough questions. I I don't think they're really that comparable. Kind of, Chainsaw Man's a lot more sort of now realistic type program because it's set in sort of a modernist type Japan, even though they've got this kind of funny backstory of having, you know, the world's infested with demons that need to be taken care of. Whereas Attack on Titan, it feels so separated from reality. It feels like it's like happening on a planet somewhere else in space where all this weird stuff happens. So, yeah, I don't know. I like them both a lot. I think overall, I kind of prefer Attack on Titan. But I don't think there's a lot of it, to be honest with you. Which
I think Attack on Titan got its hooks on me quicker, but...
Yeah, I think so as well. I think the whole thing with, like... Especially when that one where it looked like Eren had died for, like, a whole episode.
that went on for multiple episodes. Like, that was...
Yeah, that was crazy because that blew my mind and was absolutely bonkers wild. It's like, oh my god,
and actually,
I
think
the
in the manga,
character.
I think he was dead for like a year in the manga.
Brilliant, but so. Yeah, it's just like so crazy to me, and it's just like absolutely love it. But yeah, I don't know, I just really like both of them quite equally. I've got into them a lot. What about yourself?
Yeah, I hope season two of Chainsaw Man isn't too far away, but I do think I'm going to read the manga. Because
cool.
I want to know what happens. And also, they just started part two of Chainsaw Man, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, they've got like four or five arcs already out in the manga, which I've seen. So yeah, let's coordinate on that, and we might do a... coordinate, get it? And then we might do an episode on it. We might continue that as another bit of episodes.
Yeah, maybe we can like divvy those up. Because who knows when Attack on Titan's coming back. It could be April, like you said. So
maybe
we'll go through Chainsaw Man manga in the meantime.
Okay. Now, we actually have some questions in the ball bag.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do, from Benji. So Benji has just finished watching the program, because obviously it came out like about 24 hours ago. And he says, number one, they should change the future devil's line about Aki. Would you agree with that?
What did he say?
He said they should change the future devil's line about Aki.
I don't know what the future devil's line say.
I don't know. I think he said about how you're going to die and it looks really cool.
Oh, okay.
I think he agrees with you that it kind of sounded better in the manga.
Yeah, I like that in the manga they showed how he died, because how he dies is interesting.
Okay, cool. And then number two, he says, who do you think that was at the end? And yeah, I think we both think it's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Cabini.
And then, here we go. What do you think is behind the door?
Puchita, but he's masturbating. Yeah, we already talked about that.
I think it's his subconscious.
Realistically, I'm guessing there's more to Puchita. Like, maybe he's dark. Like, he's all cute and cuddly, but maybe he's got, like, an edge.
Hmm.
That's a chainsaw joke in there, but... But yeah, maybe there's like something darker in his past, and maybe that's what's hidden behind the door.
Well, yeah, because it seems strange that everyone wants to eat his heart to get the power from him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It seems like all devils hate him for some reason.
Yeah.
So
maybe he's destined to destroy all devils or something. I also think there's going to be some sort of plot twist where the public safety guys are actually the bad guys, because they're capturing all these devils and keeping them locked up for contracts.
Yeah, I definitely think Makima is a bad guy.
Yeah, that definitely feels like it's coming down the line. Maybe it's Makima behind the door.
Maybe Makima's the gun devil. That doesn't make sense, because then all the flesh would want to go to her. But anyways, I think Makima is some kind of devil or fiend, and she like views herself as friendly to people and thinks she's like is like the necessary evil or whatever to like keep the balance. That's what I think about her.
So I think this one sounds more like just a comment. He says, four, I thought they would cover more of the manga, but it only covers about 5 volumes. So, okay. And then he says, 5, you should expect a lot and 3 words for you to speculate on. So the 3 words are control.
Alt-delete.
Bomb. Yes, control, alt-delete. bomb and dogs.
Control.
Bomb.
Did you say bomb?
Bomb, yeah. B-O-M-B. Dogs.
Okay.
Apparently, that's 3 words that we need to speculate on.
Okay. Control bomb dogs.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't know where to go with that. Dog demons? Bomb demons? Oh, bomb demon would be quite good.
Well, like dogs. I was thinking like a bomb detecting dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With control issues.
Yeah. Sorry, Benji. I don't really know where to go with that. but yeah, then he finished up saying, this also cleared up a lot from the manga for me. Overall, a pretty good adaptation.
Hmm.
So yeah, I can't comment on the adaptation from the manga, but damn it, I fell in love with this program. I really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think they did a good job making it, like, the world, it doesn't... So Jujutsu Kaisen, I feel like they do a lot more world building in it. Mm. I feel like they have to, because it's like a fictional world, whereas this is like more of the real world. Also, there's this weird thing happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, like they do the world building of having the public safety organization, which I think, you know, there's still a lot of mystery there. And I think it makes sense that there's a lot of mystery there, because like Denji's, you know,
well, Denji has no clue about how the real world works either. So it's kind of like everything's new for him too. So we see that all through his eyes, which is a great bit of storytelling. This is exactly how they do it in Final Fantasy X and games like that. But yeah,
I think it makes it sense to like keep us in the dark that way, because like Denji's not going to go out and like question like, you know, why is this happening? Denji's like, I got food, I'm happy.
Yeah, I've got food and possible boobs coming my way. So this is all good.
Yep. Yeah, I really like it. And we're going to read the manga. We'll probably record episodes about it. We'll figure those details out later.
Yeah. And again, if you do still want to recommend other anime shows for us to cover during our wait for whatever comes next with Attack on Titan, feel free to send us your suggestions. There's a link in the show notes below which you can do, which Tyler set up and I had no idea about until I started making episodes.
All right. Yeah. You got any final thoughts? I'm like paranoid because I've been sitting in this parking lot for so long and it's getting dark.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like looking around me. I'm like,
I'm really worried for you.
Where's that low security guard coming? they're going to kick me out of the parking lot.
I'm worried that, you know, some sort of giant sea cucumber is going to come try and eat your car.
Could be.
So yeah, no, I've got nothing else. I've really enjoyed this season. It's been brilliant. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to.
I do have one last thing.
Attack on Titan and stuff like that. Yeah, so
I have one last thing I wanted to throw on you. Okay. I just wanted to have you come up with what is like, what's a devil you would like to see in the come up in the anime or the manga in the future.
I think a banana devil would be quite good.
Yeah. Are you scared of bananas? Do you know anyone scared of bananas?
Oh yeah, I'm petrified of bananas.
Okay.
I mean, they're big yellow things, you know, they fall off of trees. Absolutely terrifying.
I would like to see some devils that are like based on things that aren't like a physical object, you know, like something like the fear of falling devil.
Well, that'd be weird. Like that. Cool. Oh, right. I've got to run as well because one of my children has just woken up.
And there's sirens, so I'm gonna leave.
Perfect timing. Yeah, guys, follow the show at the Coordinate Pod on Twitter. You can email us coordinatepod@gmail.com, and please rate and review the show on any podcasting apps you happen to have.
And join the Discord at probablywork.com/discord.
Yep, links are in the show notes.
Until next time.
Don't get chainsawed.
Don't get kicked in the nuts.
Oh yes, oh my god, yes. unless you're creating a beautiful requiem for the angels above, of course. All right, everyone, peace out. Love you all.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.